This is Murray, LMS Murray. How can I help you?
Hi, Murray. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you. How are you?
Not fabulous, but I'm all right.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. What's going on?
I'm having one league. It's over.
Really? Okay, give me a second here. Let me look at something. I wonder where these leads are going, because I'm seeing leads on your dashboard.
They're old leads. Old leads. 2-3 months ago.
I see one from July 27th of 2022, so that was yesterday.
Right.
And then there's one from July 18th. That was last week. But I want to explain something to you, Murray. When people see you on the first page, most people are going to call you or they'll go to website for immediate contact. So you'll never get a lead from them because they've already talked to you, okay? So the only time you'll get a lead is if they look you up and they can't call you right that moment because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug their information into this form and you get a notification that there's a lead coming through the site, okay? So those two people that filled that out this month and last month, those were the people that just happened to not call you right away. Because in the last 30 days, your company has been found on the first page of Google 786 times, and you've had 64 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten, some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes. Will you listen to me for a minute, Ms. Tiffany?
Yes, please.
I have had one lead, new lead, almost 7 days. One lead. So the reason I'm calling you for... y'all can take that money out this time. Okay, today is what, 28th? 27th?
It says here that your payment's not due until August 13th.
Exactly. So
you don't have a payment due yet.
But if I don't get no leads, I'm going to call you 3-4 days in advance. I want to cancel that because my web page can't go down. I don't want to go down. But I have one lead for this entire month. And then y'all got all this stuff working for me. I can't tell.
Let me see what number they're calling because, it shows 10 clicks to call you, but that doesn't mean you've only had 10 calls.
I only had one lead in 7 days.
Okay.
And then they want to close.
So it's showing that this is the phone number that we're promoting, so people should be calling you directly. So I can have the technicians do a performance check on your account. And then on your end, one thing that will help you, Murray, is to, start working on getting some more 5-star ratings on Google. I know you and I have discussed this before, but try to, work on that. That will help you, okay?
Okay, but my company rated 5-star, and it's been months ago, but what I'm saying is, if I can get 2 leads with practical jobs, because I'm going to tell you what's going on with what I do.
Yes.
They want me to give a quote so they can dangle my quote over another contract head cheaper than me.
Oh, you know? I see.
So, If I get 2 quotes a month, land 2 jobs a month, I'm willing to keep y'all. I'm not going to cancel my subscription at this particular moment. I'm going to pay the money when it's June 13th. But I'm just saying, I appreciate everything y'all are doing, but I'm not. When my server was turned off, I was getting more leads. The job, customers were calling me more than off my local Splash page.
I see. Okay, that's why, like I said, I want them to do a performance check on your account and see if there's any updates that can help the performance. So I'm sending them that message right now. And then, like you said, you have a five-star rating on Google. That's wonderful. But if you can get a fresh five-star review here or there, it always will help you. You know, so I'll send you that email again. Yeah.
If I can get two jobs, I'm going to make you just probably, if I can land two jobs a month, I mean, I got y'all paper.
Right.
But, you know, I got one thing and then the people just went away. You know, I said in the beginning I want $300 for a coat. But, picked me and told me some stuff. Well, I called them. I'm going to do the job myself. His company is calling me, want me to get a quote, so they can dangle my quote over a cheaper price. I mean, y'all don't have nothing to do with that. With this, I need a quote. I need some clients.
Well, are you using anything else, Murray, other than our service, like a home advisor or Angie Lee?
But of course not. But of course not. Why would I?
Okay, good. I was just double checking because usually when people find you on Google, it's because they have an immediate need to hire you. They're usually not trying to get a quote to dangle over someone. But I had one client call me a couple of months ago that he was having the same type of issue, and he wanted me to put up on his site that there was a charge if he came out and did an estimate. But the charge would go towards the work. So
exactly. That's what I want.
If
I
he
want
was hired. Yeah.
Listen,
so
not
we could
necessarily.
Do that.
Not necessarily, Christina. Yes. I tell them, you call this number, take a picture of your project, and we can go from there. So then I have had companies call me, want me to give me a quote. And that quote means, so if I give you a quote in writing, which I'm never going to do, that means you're going to dangle my quote over the next contract that contacts you. Well, I got one for this price. I mean, you have totally nothing to do that. What I'm saying is, I'm satisfied with y'all's saying. But, I don't like the riffraff. My first question, I ask those clients and customers, how soon you ready to do the job? Well, I just want to quote. I'm not never doing that.
Right? That's true.
I don't want to quote. No. I ain't going to give you no quote. I tell you, take a picture of your job. Send it to me. I get a quote on the phone. I ain't signing no potential documents. This is what I do this for.
That's smart, because if you give it over the phone, it's verbal, and they can't send it to another guy and say, hey, this is what L&M promised me, because anybody can call and say, L&M promised me this price. They don't have anything in writing, so that's very smart.
Right. But listen, I don't, gas is high. So if you can't send me a picture of your job where I can view it on the screen, it's cool, though. But anyway, I was just calling you. You know, I'm going to make my payment as long as you take care of me, Miss Tina.
I always do. So I'm sending the technicians a bunch of notes right now. They're going to do a performance check for you. They're going to start putting weekly posts up here. They're going to do a thorough job kind of going through each of the destinations and make sure you're getting maximum results. But, again, your payment's not due until the 13th, so if anything changes.
I know it's not due the 13th, but I'm calling you early.
I appreciate that, because I always say if you're proactive with your account, you'll get better results, and that's what you're doing right now. You're being proactive with your account. So, so like I said, we're going to take good care of it, and if you need anything else between now and then, just feel free to reach out to me again. When you called earlier, you got to customer support. If you put in my extension of 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. So that's an option for you, too. Either way, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay. But
okay.
I just need a client.
Okay. We're going to start tweaking a couple of things, and we'll see if we can get some more improvement for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice rest of your week, Murray.
And you do the same.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.